Dr. Oz began in a measured tone. Arbor Vitae is not a miracle in the traditional sense, but a carefully engineered intervention in the natural process of aging. Our research over the past 3 decades has shown that when administered correctly, the drug transforms the very architecture of our bones.
She paused, letting her words sink in.
The treatment works on a fundamental level. It targets bone marrow cells and introduces a suite of genetic modifiers that recalibrate the body's blueprint. Essentially, the drug transforms the bone tissue into a hybrid material, a composite of natural bone interlaced with a matrix reminiscent of softwood. This unique blend increases durability, improves nutrient transport, and fortifies the body against the ravages of time.
A slide shifted to an animated sequence showing bone cells interacting with the drug molecules.
"What's particularly fascinating," Dr. Oz continued, "is that Arbor Vitae does not work instantly. The changes begin subtly. In the first months, patients are placed under rigorous observation in specialized medical facilities. During this phase, doctors monitor their responses carefully as the body slowly initiates a process of remodeling."
Samantha leaned forward, tapping her pen thoughtfully on her notepad.
"Could you elaborate on the time frame? How long does it take for the drug to fully manifest its effects?"
"Certainly," Dr. Oz replied, her eyes reflecting both passion and pragmatism.
"While some initial improvements can be observed within the first few months, such as enhanced metabolic rates and improved cellular repair mechanisms, the full benefits of Arbor Vitae typically emerge between 3 to 5 years post-treatment. This delay is due to the gradual nature of bone remodeling and the regeneration of cartilage, which must integrate with the new composite structure."
She gestured to a detailed graph on the screen, showing a gradual increase in bone density, flexibility, and nutrient transport capacity over a 5-year period. Jordan, the cameraman, leaned back in his seat. He had captured every moment of the presentation, focusing on the shifting data and the earnest expression on Dr. Oz's face.
"Sounds like an intricate balancing act," he remarked softly. "A true blend of biology and technology."